Report from Economic Development, recommendation to authorize the city manager to establish an agreement with the Long Beach Downtown Development Corporation to provide services and financial support for economic development activities in the city of Long Beach, citywide.
Mr. Keisler.
Good evening, Mayor and members of the City Council. I'm very happy to bring this item before you. This will allow the city to partner with the Downtown Development Corporation, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. The purpose of the DDC is to attract new business and investment, as well as to help the city in economic development efforts that may be unfunded. The DDC will also allow us to apply for grants that may only be eligible for 501c3 organizations. I am also would like to acknowledge Craig Kojan, who is the executive director of the DLBA. The DDC was originally formed as an organization separate from, but in partnership with the DLBA. And so Craig has stayed here tonight to answer any questions that you might have about the DDC and its history. So with that, I will answer any questions and happy to respond.
Thank you. And let me just also just add that we want to thank obviously the DLBA for their work in kind of launching the Development Corporation. There's been a lot of conversations around working with the DLBA, the folks in the business and nonprofit community, and also the Economic Development Commission in looking at establishing as well the citywide look at economic development from a kind of not a public nonprofit private public nonprofit point of view. For those that may not be aware, economic development corporations exist across the country. Almost every major downtown has them. They are incredible economic engines. The closest thing that we have to Long Beach that works here oftentimes is the LAEDC, which you're all pretty familiar with, which is the LA Economic Development Corporation. So that obviously is a economic development corporation that operates across the county. And so this is really the beginning of the formation of this type of effort locally. And I'll add, and one of the things I'm really thankful with staff, with Mr. Kojan, with the commission, is there is really a focus around economic inclusion and making sure that we ensure that that everyone is being included and that we're focused on all workers of all income levels. And I think that's really important to be a focus as well. And so I want to thank all the folks involved. There's a motion and a second. Councilmember Urenga.
Thank you, Mayor, and I totally agree with everything you've said. It's an opportunity as well for the philanthropic community to give them another alternative to donate money so that we can work on some major projects. So I'm very pleased to make this motion.
Councilman Mungo.
This is something that I have looked forward to since the day I was elected. I so appreciate the DLBA for stepping up and taking leadership on this. I appreciate Mr. Keisler for following through. It has been a long road of getting here. There are so many small business associations that don't have a place to live, and through the MOUs with this organization, I really see an opportunity to take business development, our business corridor improvement, and our investment in the region related to those improvements just to the next level. So thank you so much for your work on this. It is a long time coming and could not have been possible without a heavy lift from many, many committed people. Thank you.
Thank you, Council Member Pierce.
Thank you. I also would like to congratulate the Economic Development team and the DLBA for your work. I actually was looking forward to hearing from Mr. Kojan on your vision, what you guys have done, and just give a little bit more context to what's in front of us today.
During public comment, or do you want to do it right now?
If we could do it now, I think that would be great.
Sure. So, Mr. Kojan, do you want to give us an update?
Mr. Mayor, members of the City Council, Craig Kojan with the Downtown Long Beach Alliance, as well as with the Downtown Development Corporation. The DDC was created in 2011-2012, about the same time that the Redevelopment Agency was dissolved. And this was created to really pick up the pieces of the downtown project area when it was scheduled to be terminated in June of 2017. Obviously, the state had different ideas at the time, and so the entire redevelopment agency was dissolved statewide. The Development Corporation was in a position to help business as well as community corridors to eliminate blight. This is the goal and the mission of Development Corporation. It is, as Councilmember Uranga mentioned, a charitable organization. It is citywide. It has no boundaries. So that's the beauty about this organization. It doesn't have the legal boundaries that, say, the DLBA has with its assessment district. So we've been reaching out to different corridors throughout the city. We are going through a revisioning and reevaluation and repositioning process as we speak. It won't be called the Downtown Development Corporation. We named that in 2012 because of as a placeholder, and certainly it served its purpose. And now, obviously, it's expanding its mission and expanding its boundaries to be able to serve on a citywide basis. So we'll be working with different corridors, working with different organizations, as well as with the Economic Development Corporation or Economic Development Commission, as well as the DLBA to further its causes and its mission.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does that help?
Councilmember Pierce.
Thanks.
Thank you. I just thought the context and the history was a little bit helpful, and wanted to ask one question on, sorry, and it might not be you, it might be staff. Sorry. How do other businesses that are not in business corridors and residents find out about this organization? You guys thought we were just going to vote real fast. I'm sorry.
Yeah, council member. Yeah, absolutely. So that's one of the things that we're establishing with this agreement. One of the things that is important when you have a city government, private entity, whether it's a private nonprofit or otherwise, is that we need a partnership agreement to be able to promote each other. And so the beauty of this is that now that this nonprofit vehicle will be available to help fundraise on behalf of these efforts to work with small businesses, they have flexibility to do some things that the city might not be able to. But this agreement will also allow us to advertise what the DDC is doing and direct small businesses or associations or donors or grantors to the DDC to work out agreements. And so we'll be advertising and promoting the great work they're doing, just as they will be advertising and promoting the great work that the city's doing.
Great. Thank you so much. And I just want to applaud the leadership. You guys have helped us. We're about to launch our arts park work. I know the Loop has been something that you guys are revisioning right now. And so I think it's really exciting that the entire city is going to have the opportunity to participate in revitalizing. So congratulations.
Thank you. Councilman Austin.
Thank you very much. This is a very intriguing idea. I was recently with our on board with the BKBIA, and I know they're looking at doing something very similar. I did have some questions regarding the autonomy. Are they completely, or is this organization completely autonomous from the DLBA? And I guess that would be from staff. Yes?
Council member, yeah. So these are two separate entities. So in terms of their tax status, they're formed as different entities, and they stand alone. There is separation, and there are a number of things that you'll see in the agreement that we established that ensure that there's not a conflict of interest. There's also different activities that they can engage in. As Mr. Kojan was mentioning, there's certain aspects of the 501c6, the bid or the DLBA that has restrictions in terms of what it can engage in, the members it serves, the boundaries that it's required to stay within. So these entities are different. And I think that, as Mr. Kojan said, now that the DDC is looking at this citywide mission and how to engage with citywide economic development, there will be a revisioning in how that board is constructed, and that charter changes is part of this next step.
And so when I read that we are or this board or DDC will be avoid a conflict of interest when raising funds that advance economic opportunities for workers, investors, and entrepreneurs throughout the city. What do you envision, and what type? How do you envision this organization helping workers and investors and entrepreneurs? Charitable means.
Oh, absolutely. One example of that would be going out to work with a foundation who may grant funds to a 501c3 or nonprofit agency. In the past, the city, couldn't apply for those funds. So the DDC may apply for funds on our behalf that could help with anything ranging from entrepreneurial support programs to fundraising for a specific program, maybe loans or grants to local small businesses. The other thing that the DDC can do is when we have maybe a new business who's building a project in the city. In the past, the question would be, hey, how can we help businesses on the corridor around us? If they're not part of a business improvement district or, there's not a place that now these companies can give funds and work in agreement with the DDC to then implement special events, maybe facade improvements or some other economic development projects in the neighborhood that surrounds them, and that benefits that corporate anchor. So it gives them an option that, that we haven't had previously and ultimately will benefit the city both directly and indirectly.
And because it is a partnership with the city, I just have to ask, because I know we have another item coming up a little bit later regarding audits of the bids. Would this nonprofit be subject to audit?
Yeah, council member. So in the agreement, it actually has a section that talks about part of the terms and conditions is that any activities related to the city that the DDC engages in, that they will maintain records subject to audit, not only during the term of the agreement, but up to 5 years after the agreement expires. So yes, those kind of controls are in place. We actually have a similar set of controls in place with other nonprofits, whether it's the Police Foundation, the Long Beach Partners for Parks, and Long Beach Cares. So it's a similar arrangement where we have, the ability, if with reasonable time, to ask the DDC to share all information and financial records related to activities that involve the city.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Vice Mayor Richardson.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Just wanted to acknowledge Craig. We've had these conversations a long time, and I know that this has been a vision of yours for a long time to get the Economic Development Corporation, the Community Development Corporation, off the ground. And I'm not concerned that it came out of downtown. Frankly, you were the most prepared business district to start this, and you were ahead, and you've done what you've done is help to bring other areas of town on board and to reap the benefits of what you've been able to do. I want to thank you for recently attending the roundtable on economic inclusion, the Everyone In roundtable, and there were a lot of good conversations. And we're working on the Kiva stuff, so I know that you received a presentation from our facilitator Tanua on that. I want to thank you for expressing interest on coming on board as a trustee to get this program off the ground, John. Question, are they going to be an official trustee, or what is this action going to help prepare the EDC to play that role, or what's going to happen with Kiva? What's the relationship there?
Yeah, Vice Mayor. So in terms of how our trustees function with Kiva program, there's a couple of roles that the DDC can play. The presentation we received the other day was for the Economic Development Committee of the DLBA, which you're referring to, and ultimately what organizations can do in the city, in which I believe they'll be considering at their next board meeting as a recommendation to become a trustee. And what that means is that an organization or an association or even an individual in the city of Long Beach can vouch for individual borrowers. So they would meet with them, they would say, yep, you know what, I met this individual, they are who they say they are, they're going to be using these funds to help their small business. And that helps to build credibility for residents of Long Beach to then become lenders for the Kiva microfinance program. So this is a perfect example of being able to partner with another organization that can both serve as a trustee and potentially even apply for grants or fundraise on behalf of these kinds of programs that help our micro entrepreneurs.
Great, thanks.
Any other public comment? I know that Mr. Kojan already spoke. Seeing none, then please cast your votes.
Great job, Greg.
Supernova?
Supernova, yes.
Passes?
Okay, thank you very much.